Have you ever felt an undeniable pull towards someone who, on paper, should be completely wrong for you? This is the magnetic force that draws Maya Kilgore toward Connor Harkness, her brother's best friend who's 15 years her senior. Their connection defies logic, crosses boundaries, and persists despite years of separation and misunderstanding. What begins as an unexpected friendship in Edinburgh evolves into something neither can deny, though both try desperately to resist it. Their story unfolds against the stunning backdrop of Sicily, where Maya reluctantly attends her brother Eli's destination wedding, knowing she'll face the man who's occupied her thoughts for 3 years. The tension between them is palpable from their first awkward reunion, a stark contrast to the easy companionship they once shared. What happened to transform their relationship, and can they find their way back to each other despite the complications that separate them? Maya and Elo Kilgore share distinctive family features: curly black hair, blue eyes, and the Kilgore nose. Their bond was forged through profound loss when teenage Maya lost both parents within 2 years. Sent to live with her older brother, her grief emerged as rage that strained their relationship. At nearly 17, she fled to the University of Edinburgh, seeking distance from painful memories. Those years abroad transformed Maya. By 20, when she returned to Austin, she had matured considerably, pursuing her master's in physics. When offered an internship at CERN, Eli encouraged her, seeing it as growth rather than escape. Their relationship evolved from obligation to genuine connection. Eli's pride in Maya's accomplishments, secretly sharing her achievements with friends, reveals his deep love despite their difficult history. Maya's decision to attend his wedding despite the emotional cost shows how far they've come. Their journey demonstrates that family relationships aren't static, but can heal even after profound disconnection. Villa Phaedra in Sicily provides a breathtaking backdrop for Maya and Connor's reunion. Steep cliffs overlooking the turquoise Ionian Sea, with Mount Etna dominating the horizon. This Mediterranean paradise of bougainvillea, wisteria, and lemon trees contrasts sharply with the emotional turmoil brewing within. Their first interaction crackles with tension. Connor's formal greeting and dismissive reference to school emphasizes their age gap. Maya notices another woman touching his arm, a painful reminder of what she can't have. When escorting her to a room, Connor coldly states he has no interest in resuming their friendship. The villa's winding staircases provide both refuge and confrontation. Nearby Isola Bella, connected to the mainland by a sandbar visible only at low tide, metaphors their relationship, sometimes connected, sometimes separated by forces beyond control. During wedding festivities, Maya's friend Nyota mentions pursuing Connor, prompting Maya to blurt, "He's mine," with unexpected possessiveness. The dynamics grow more complicated upon meeting Tamron, who seems familiar with Connor, only to discover she's actually his stepmother, not a romantic rival. 3 years earlier in Edinburgh, everything changed when Connor Harkness unexpectedly appeared in Maya's kitchen. After her boyfriend dumped her for her roommate, Maya had called Eli, and Connor, overhearing their conversation, flew to Scotland concerned about her well-being. During this first meaningful encounter, Connor showed Maya texts where her brother proudly shared her achievements, calling her one of the best physicists of her generation. Connor dismissed her ex as inadequate, telling her, "You're young and more beautiful than you yet realize, and you'll be the smartest person in most of the rooms you'll enter throughout your life." Despite their 15-year age difference, they formed an immediate bond. Connor recognized her intelligence and strength, while Maya appreciated his straightforward honesty and emotional support. What began as concern evolved into friendship, and eventually into something deeper neither was prepared to acknowledge. Significant relationships often begin in unexpected moments of vulnerability, creating connections that defy conventional expectations. A mass food poisoning incident spares only Maya, Connor, and a few others, forcing them to care for the wedding party together. Maya discovers Tamron in Connor's room, deepening her misunderstanding about their relationship. Both make assumptions without talking directly, creating unnecessary distance. As they explore Taormina together, Connor lends Maya his expensive sunglasses at the ancient Greek theater when she struggles with the glare. Standing amid ruins with Mount Etna behind them, Maya contemplates how small human concerns are against the universe's vast timeline. During a pasta-making class where Maya proves hilariously inept, she returns from the restroom to find her terrible pasta mysteriously improved. Connor had switched his plate with hers when she wasn't looking. These experiences gradually break down the walls between them. Maya later finds a neatly folded towel left for her by the pool, a small gesture revealing Connor's continued care despite his distant behavior. Away from wedding preparations and surrounded by Cicely's beauty, they find moments of genuine connection that echo their past closeness. When Eli's dog Tiny goes missing, Maya and Connor discover he's stranded on Isola Bella, cut off by high tide. They borrow a scooter, race to the beach, and despite Connor's concerns, Maya immediately strips down to swim to the rescue. Their swim becomes a turning point as initial awkwardness about being in their underwear gives way to focused teamwork. On the island, they find Tiny alongside another dog, a trembling mutt with an underbite and mismatched eyes they later name Biddy. A thunderstorm traps them in a blue grotto, creating their first opportunity for honest conversation. Swimming in clear water, Maya confronts Connor about doubting her feelings. When she teases him about hiding his attraction, he finally admits, "I always want you, Maya, and I've never been good at hiding it." Despite thinking she can be impatient and ruthless, he confesses, "I like you the way you are." The Isola Bella rescue works as both literal and metaphorical journey. They overcome physical obstacles while their isolation strips away defenses, allowing genuine vulnerability. Biddy parallels their relationship, unexpected and imperfect, but worth saving. The 15-year age gap between Maya and Connor creates their relationship's central conflict. At 23, Maya is certain of her feelings, while 38-year-old Connor fears repeating his father's pattern with younger women. When confronted, Maya challenges Connor's assumption that their age difference makes a relationship impossible. The dynamic shifts when Maya learns from Connor's ex that he shared his deepest secrets with her, something unprecedented for him. She realizes he decided that he wanted someone to know him, and he chose me. As the wedding week concludes, Connor reveals his deepest fantasy isn't exotic, but domestic, building a life together. Maya discovers he kept her scrunchie for 3 years as a memento. After witnessing Eli's dawn ceremony, Connor finally embraces his feelings and kisses Maya. 2 weeks later, he gives her a vintage ring, promising patience, a constant, never-ending yes, whether she needs 2 years or 20. Their story shows that profound love means being truly known and accepted. When someone sees us completely and loves us anyway, that's worth fighting for, complications and all.